Bob saw a squirrel hop over from a tree onto the ledge of his window. The squirrel made its way from the right to the farthest left of the edge, and then turn and look into the room and stare. A second squirrel followed, and finally, a third squirrel. All three were spaced on the window ledge, but there looked like there should have been a fourth squirrel, like they left room for one. Bob thought that he was just tired. His mind could not even fill in all the spaces of the hallucination. Bob chuckled to himself and thought he would just enjoy the strange vision of squirrels staring at him. It must just be in his mind, he thought. Suddenly, there was a choked scream from down the hall and a loud crash, almost sounding like a wall had collapsed. Bob got out of bed and ran over to the door and looked through the little window. He saw one of the security guards running past and turning the corner down where they had just been.
"Dr. Roberts, are you okay?"
Bob heard the guard say, then a second yell.
"Get help! The bookcase fell on him! Call the ER now!"
Shocked, Bob took a step back from the door, trying to believe it was just a dream, a bad one. He turned around and saw the three squirrels staring at him. Unblinking, uncaring, just watching him. Bob started to pace in his room. This could not be happening. He needed to focus. This time, he needs to pause and think things through.
Okay, I need to think through this and work things out.
Okay, reasons for all of this. Let's do this simple. Dr. Roberts gave me an injection of something to help me relax. I was dozing just a minute ago. I could be asleep, and this is just a nasty dream. Bob kicked the wall hard, probably too hard.
Ouch!
Bob let out a yell and started hopping on one foot. His toe was throbbing. Probably not broken, but he was close.
That was pretty stupid. Better too much than too little, I guess. Okay, definitely awake now,
he told himself as he started to pace again, this time with a limp.
Okay, I got it. It was that man from the park. The guy from the company.
He must have come in here and killed the doctor and just made it look like an accident.
The squirrels are just from my imagination,
he stated, looking over at the stationary squirrels, still exactly as they were, and just as creepy.
I still have not gotten any sleep. Dr. Roberts said they're just hallucinations. And that is it. You hear that, you stupid fake squirrels? You're not real. It was a man that did all of that. It was also just people that did all those horrible things, not you. You were all nothing but...
Bob trailed off. Fresh terror slowly started to take over his mind, his blood turning to ice. Bob watched as a squirrel leaped from the roof to the branch of the tree and then make its way onto the ledge. It took position in the fourth spot. Bob's mind turned. They really did leave a space for a fourth squirrel. They were waiting for it. This squirrel was different. While the rest were not out of the ordinary, this one had color that the other gray squirrels did not. The color was a dark shade of red, almost the color of...
blood!
Bob exclaimed as his throat tightened. He noticed the paws and tip of the squirrel's tail were covered in it. There was another scream down the hall from a voice Bob did not recognize. While the voice was not familiar, the scream itself was becoming familiar. Shock, surprise, pain, terror, and then abruptly cut short, followed by another crash. Yelling came from down the hall as other people ran to check on what had happened. Bob watched the squirrels. They watched him. After a few moments of watching each other, the squirrels slowly started making their way back to the tree, starting with the one on the far left that came on first. Being small, they could walk behind each other with ease and make their way to the tree. The second and the third squirrel followed the first, leaving just the fourth and bloody one on the ledge. It continued to cast its uncaring gaze at him and slowly turned to leave. Bob started to move forward to watch the squirrels head down the tree, when the last squirrel suddenly turned around and savagely clawed at the window, making all kinds of noises. Bob jumped back in surprise
and the squirrel immediately stopped. There was another noise coming from the squirrel, almost a laugh, if a squirrel could do such a thing, as it turned and followed its companions. Bob had no desire to watch the squirrels after that.